Live at 5 with Justin, 100.1 WDST.
Today on Live at 5, or Live at 5-ish, if you will, we're pleased to welcome Peter Rowan and Tony Rice, who are performing at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock tonight. Doors at 8, showtime 9. Tickets will be available at the door. More info can be found at BearsvilleTheater.com. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Our pleasure.
Now, Peter, Tony, your first full-length album together was You Were There For Me. It came out about April of last year.
Uh-huh.
I understand you guys have a brand new album coming out with the full quartet. What can you tell us about it?
Well, it's all four of us, and
It's only the four of us.
Yeah, that's just good. It's Tony Rice, of course, playing the great lead guitar. Some good instrumentals on there, the Shady Grove, and Peter Rowan singing the leads, doing some of our standard tunes that we do, The Walls of Time, Cold Rain and Snow, a tune by Townes Van Zandt, and a Patti Smith tune, as well as some of our standards. And it features Bryn Davies on bass and Sharon Gilchrist on mandolin, and two and three part singing.
Great. Which Patti Smith song do you play in the album?
Called Trespasses. It's off her Trampin' album.
Have you guys come up with a title yet for the album?
Right, yeah, Quartet.
Quartet. Oh, that's it? Okay, great. Simple. Says it all. And when exactly will it be released? Do you have a release date set for that?
It's in January, I'd say.
Sometime in January?
Sometime in January.
Also, the documentary and performance film Bluegrass Journey is now out on DVD, and I guess it's airing on some PBS stations as well. It was shot at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival right in nearby Columbia County. Were you guys pleased with the way that film came out?
Oh, yeah.
The experiences you can share from it? Because I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet either. No. Otherwise, I would share experiences.
Have you seen it, Peter?
I've seen little bits of it, yeah.
The ladies have just joined us, too, on the Utopia Soundstage. Sharon and Bryn are here as well. While they get ready, got a couple more quick questions. Peter, you had the distinction of playing with the man credited with coining the phrase bluegrass, the great Bill Monroe. What can you tell us about that experience?
Oh, well, Bill, you know, he was a hard-driving man, and he had, when I joined up with him, he'd been going at it since he was a teenager, so he was 50 years in the business, actually about 35 years in the business. He, while I was with him, he celebrated his 25th year on the Grand Ole Opry. And it's an unbelievable experience to work with the father of bluegrass in his particular approach, the way he plays the time, you know, beats that rhythm on the mandolin and, you know, plays that real bluesy style. And then, of course, I got to sing with him. And it was a total thrill to push my voice against him. Bill, he liked a little friction in his sound, and he would bear down on in the vocals and make you sing hard, make you, you know, push up against
really
it.
Really project it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you wrote the song Panama Red. It became a huge hit for New Riders of the Purple Sage, who are guests on Live at 5 a short time ago. Were you surprised by the song's success?
No, I was knew it was a great song, man. I knew it would be a big seller. I knew it was a hit when I wrote it.
Would you guys mind playing that one for us on Live at 5?
Hey, Panama Red. Yeah, we'd love to play it.
We better rehearse it.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through it one time. One, two, three.
Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red. up in bed with the wolf, and I'm all red. I'll pick it, Tony. Tony Rice.
Live at 5, 100.1 WDST with the Peter Rowan and Tony Rice Quartet. We've got Peter Rowan on guitar and vocals, Tony Rice lead guitar, very nice. Sharon on mandolin and vocals, and Bryn on bass. You guys sound great collectively. And isn't this a great room, too, for this kind of music?
Love yeah, it. Sounds great.
Really sounds good. Now you're playing at the Bearsville Theater tonight in Woodstock. Doors open at 8, showtime 9. Tickets will be available at the door, and you can find out more at bearsvilletheater.com. We're really looking forward to the show tonight, and I thank you guys again for coming in today. Now, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Jerry. You guys have both performed with Jerry Garcia at various times. Do you think bluegrass music brought a lot of joy to Jerry, playing bluegrass?
I think so. He was coming out of bluegrass music. I think that was his initial entry into the bluegrass world. Was
Before the Grateful Dead.
Oh, right? Yeah. He was a serious bluegrass aficionado back in L.A. and San Francisco in the early 60s.
And then later on, his work with David Grisman, he kind of got back into that fold.
Back to the roots.
Yeah, absolutely. Peter, in last week's Enjoy section in Poughkeepsie Journal, spoke to John Barry about the association of bluegrass music and nature. What are the similarities?
Well, you know, the sound of the instruments, like you can hear wind, like when Sharon plays that mandolin, you can hear the wind blowing. And water flowing, right? And you can hear the sound of like trees and water and sky. And there's space in the music, you know. There's space, and then when the vocals come in, you know, it's kind of like evocative of the sounds you hear when you're walking through the woods, you know, carefree, just walking, enjoying nature.
Wood vibrating.
Wood vibrating.
That's really nice imagery. Yeah. Tony, you're considered one of the greatest flat pickers of all time. Can you describe that style of playing for us in layman's terms?
In layman's terms, it's kind of self-explanatory. I don't know much about the evolution of it, but I'm sure it's been probably at least a couple of hundred years that somebody decided to play arpeggios on a guitar using what's called a plectrum instead of the fingers. And then it kind of evolved from there. And the flat picking, I think, is attached to the bluegrass world specifically. I mean, even though, like, for example, in rock and roll music, they play electric guitars and acoustic guitars, both with a plectrum or a pick. It's not referred to as flat picking, even though technically it is. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a name that's attached to the bluegrass idiom of guitar playing.
We're talking with Peter Rowan and Tony Rice Quartet here in Live at 5, 100.1 WDSD. Now that you have the whole quartet, would you mind playing one more? Could you do one more for us? Or would you rather we go out one from the album?
All right, here's the title of our last album. called. You were there for me. Thanks for having us on. We sure enjoyed it.
Thank you.
That's Bryn Davies on the bass, Sharon Gilchrist on the mandolin, Tony Rice on the lead guitar. This is Peter Rowan talking at you, folks. Thanks for listening.
Tony Rice Quartet on Live at 5.
Nice chord, man.
100.1 WDST. That sounded really sweet, you guys. Really nice. Ladies, I wanted to ask you real quickly, what's it like working with these two guys? I'm going to ask you to speak up a little bit, too, because or step towards the mic a little.
Should we tell the truth? Or...
Lie.
Lie. Oh, it is so wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful to have... I've spent 8 years with these guys, just, you know, learning every nuance of Peter's singing and every nuance of the way that Tony plays guitar. It's just been an amazing experience.
That was Bryn Bright. And Sharon?
Well, I've been here for about a year and a half playing with these guys, and it's a great experience for me. I grew up listening to Peter singing a lot. That was my dad's favorite singer in the household, so heard all those records a lot, and... grew up with a brother playing guitar that listened to Tony all the time. I probably listened to Tony more than I did mandolin players, so it's a real treat for me.
That's high praise. And how was the recording of the new album? Have you finished all the tracks?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're done.
Yeah.
We quit.
Yeah. Actually, I think we're all very proud of it.
Yeah, we are.
We're really looking forward to its release, and sometime in January you think it'll be out. Mm-hmm. And it's simply called Quartet.
Yeah.
That's great. We're really looking forward to that album. Peter Rowan and Tony Rice Quartet on Live at 5 today. Thank you again for coming in. This was a real pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Really enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it, man.
You're playing the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock tonight. Doors open at 8, showtime 9. Tickets available at the door. Again, bearsvilletheater.com for more details. And I want to thank Jason Cerubi for mixing today's Live at 5. Great job, Jason. And we're going to go out with one from the album that you just played a track from. You just played the title track. You were there for me. I want to play Tin Roof Shack. What Can You Tell Me by Setup on the way out?
About that song?
Yeah.
Well, I bought a house in Texas that had a tin roof. And Tin Roof Shack was sort of written along those lines. When you sit on your porch of the Tin Roof Shack, you know, the whole house reverberates with the music. Yeah.
Thanks. Peter Rowan, Tony Rice Quartet, live at 5, 100.1 WDST. Thank you again.
Shack by the highway, sitting on the porch of my tin roof shack by the highway. I'm sitting on the porch of my tin roof shack. You want to see Rock City, baby? Look out back. I'm sitting on the porch of my tin roof shack by the highway.
WDST, that's Tin Roof Shack. Peter Rowan and Tony Rice from their first collaboration together called You Were There For Me. They've got a brand new album coming out in January as the Peter Rowan, Tony Rice Quartet, including Sharon Gilchrist on mandolin and Bryn Bright on bass.